The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter number 24, Text number 14, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on September 15th, 2012, in Denpasar, Bali, Indonesia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Pitra, Adishta, Praja, Sarage, Tapase, Arnavam, Avishan, Dashavarsha, Sahasrani, Tapasa, Archan, Tapa, Patim, Pitra Dishta Prajasarge Tapasarvarnavam Avishan Tashavarsha Sahasrani Tapasarchans Tapaspatim Pitra Dishta Prajasarge Tapasair Varnavam Avisham Dashavarsha Sahasrani Tapasarchans Tapaspatim Pitra by the Father. Adishta, being ordered by.
Karena diperintahkan oleh.
Prajasarge, in the matter of begetting children.
Dalam hal mendapatkan anak.
Tapase, for executing austerity.
Untuk menjalani pertapaan.
Arnavam, in the ocean.
Di tengah laut.
Avishan, entered.
Memasuki.
Dashavarsha, 10 years.
10 tahun.
Sahasrani, such thousands.
Ribuan yang seperti itu.
Tapasa, by their austerity.
Dengan pertapaan mereka.
Archan, worshipped.
Memuja.
Tapa, of austerity.
Pertapaan.
Patim, the master.
Penguasa.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When all these potatoes were ordered by their father to marry and beget children, they all entered the ocean and practiced austerities and penances for 10,000 years. Thus they worship the master of austerity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. Sometimes great sages and ascetics enter the Himalaya mountains in order to find seclusion from the turmoil of the world. It appears, however, that all the potatoes, the sons of Prachinabarhi, entered the depths of the ocean to perform austerity in a secluded place. Since they performed austerities for 10,000 years, this incident took place in the Satya Yuga, when people used to live for 100,000 years. It is also significant that by their austerity, they worshipped the master of austerity, Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one wants to perform austerities and penances in order to attain the supreme goal, one must attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one achieves the favor of the Supreme Lord, It is to be understood that he has finished all kinds of austerities and penances and has attained efficiency in their execution. On the other hand, if one does not attain the perfect stage of devotional service, all austerities and penances actually have no meaning, for without the Supreme Lord, no one can attain the highest results derived from performing them. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 5:29, Lord Sri Krishna is the master of all penances and sacrifices, Moktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshvaram. Thus, the desired result of performing austerities may be arrived from Lord Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam 3:33-7, it is stated, Ahabhata Shvapacho Togariyan Yadjagre Vartate Navatubhyam Te Pustapaste Juhuvu Sasna Arya Brahmanu Chur Nama Grananti Yete. Even if a person is born in a family of chandalas, the lowest birth one can get in human society, he is glorious if he chants the holy names of the Lord, for it is to be understood that by such chanting a devotee definitely proves that he underwent all kinds of austerities in his previous life. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya, one who chants the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, attains the highest perfectional stage, which had previously been attained by people who entered the ocean and executed austerities for 10,000 years. In this age of Kali, if a person does not take advantage of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, which is offered as a great concession to the fallen human beings of this age, it is to be understood that he is very much bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Varijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Param Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyadya Deshatarine. So this material world is pretty distracting, isn't it? And everywhere the allurements of Maya are there to drag our minds away from Krishna. Therefore, the Pratetas found a very peaceful place for meditation. They went into the ocean for 10,000 years. So maybe we should try that Shandar Japa in the ocean. How long can we make it? I don't think we could even make it for one round.
Is it?
So that is, this is not practical for us ISKCON devotees. So Prabhupada has given us another ocean. It's called the ISKCON ocean. We can go deep within the ocean of ISKCON, you see. And that way we get some relief from all the distractions of the Kali Yuga.
kita akan bisa menyisih dari segala hal yang menyimpangkan pikiran kita dari kali ini.
Just like yesterday, I came from the airport here to this temple, and everywhere distractions are there. You see.
Kemarin saya dari bandara ke sini ke temple ini ada banyak sekali hal yang mengalihkan perhatian di jalan.
The surf outlet was there.
Ada outlet surfing.
The restaurants, you see, all the distractions.
Segala hal yang mengalihkan perhatian.
But coming here, now we're in the ocean of ISKCON. It's Krishna Bhakti ocean, you see.
Setelah sampai di sini, kita sudah ada di tengah lautan ISKCON, lautan Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti.
So how long we should stay in this ocean?
Berapa lama hendaknya kita ada di tengah lautan ini?
10,000 years is the how long they stayed, you see. It's interesting. Prabhupada said ISKCON will go on for 10,000 years.
Dan yang menarik adalah Prabhupada juga mengatakan ISKCON ini akan berlangsung selama 10,000 tahun.
And that's how long the prasetas stayed in the ocean. Also.
Selama itu juga praseta ini tinggal di dalam lautan.
So we should be committed to stay in this ocean of ISKCON.
Kita harus berkomitmen untuk tetap di dalam lautan ISKCON ini.
So when we go back to the spiritual world, we will no longer be part of ISKCON.
Setelah kita kembali ke dunia rohani, apakah kita tidak lagi bagian dari ISKCON?
Prabhupada said we'll have another ISKCON in the spiritual world.
Prabhupada mengatakan kita akan bergabung dengan ISKCON yang lain di dunia rohani.
Just like there's so many ISKCON centers now, you see.
Seperti kita tahu ada banyak
ISKCON London, ISKCON New York, ISKCON Densapar, whatever. So many ISKCON.
Ada banyak ISKCON.
So now there's another branch of ISKCON, ISKCON Goloka Vrindavan.
Ada juga cabang ISKCON yang lain, yaitu ISKCON Goloka Vrindavan.
So sometimes devotees, in their service, they transfer from one ISKCON temple to another ISKCON temple. You see.
Seperti itu juga penyembah yang melakukan pelayanan di berbagai tempat ISKCON yang berbeda-beda.
So sometimes, someday we can transfer to ISKCON Goloka Vrindavan.
Dan karena mereka bisa berpindah dari satu temple ke temple lain, kemudian pula kita bisa pindah ke temple.
So in this way, we will eternally remain in the ISKCON ocean.
Dengan cara seperti itu, kita bisa hidup dengan kekal di tengah lautan ISKCON.
It says such nice name ISKCON. It's very easy to pronounce. ISKCON just flows out of the tongue.
Itu juga. Enak diucapkan, itu mengalir begitu saja kalau kita ucapkan, jadi mudah diucapkan.
Prabhupada chose very nice acronym.
Prabhupada memilih singkatan yang bagus sekali.
Sometimes they make other acronyms very difficult to say, but Prabhupada made an acronym it's very easy to pronounce. You see, ISKCON.
Kadang-kadang organisasi itu membuat singkatan nama mereka itu sulit sekali diucapkan, tapi Prabhupada buat ISKCON.
Actually, just like the name of Krishna is very purifying. You see.
Seperti misalnya nama Krishna juga sangat menyucikan, demikian pula ISKCON.
The name ISKCON also, ISKCON, purifies the heart just to say ISKCON.
Nama ISKCON itu menyucikan hati, dengan mengucapkannya saja itu sudah menyucikan.
Because it is emanated from the lotus mouth of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
Karena itu terpancar dari mulut Padma, dari Srila Prabhupada.
This sound vibration ISKCON, it is pure amrit, pure nectar.
Getaran suara ISKCON ini adalah amrita yang murni.
So you know that word amrit?
Kita mengetahui kata amrita.
What it means?
Apa artinya?
We say nectar, you see.
Kita menyebutnya juga dalam bahasa Inggris nektar.
But the literal meaning is without death.
Tapi arti harfiahnya amrita itu adalah tanpa kematian.
There's mrit and there's amrit.
Ada mrit atau mrita, ada amrita.
This material world is mrit.
Dunia material ini adalah mrit.
And Krishna consciousness is amrit.
Kesadaran Krishna adalah amrit.
No death.
Tanpa kematian.
So if you will take to this path of Krishna bhakti,
dan kalau kita menjalani jalan Krishna bhakti,
with full sincerity,
dengan ketulusan hati yang sepenuhnya,
with full determination,
dengan ketetapan hati yang sepenuhnya,
with full enthusiasm,
dengan semangat yang sepenuhnya,
you will become deathless.
Kita akan mencapai keadaan tanpa kematian.
No more death, you see.
Tidak lagi mengalami kematian.
But you may say, but Prabhu, I see the devotees are dying. So many devotees are dying. How you can say deathless? But they are entering into deathlessness, that is a thing. One who dies in Krishna consciousness will not take birth again. But does he die? No, he doesn't die. He simply discards a useless body and continues with his service to Krishna. That's all.
Menanggalkan badan yang sudah tidak berguna ini untuk masuk ke dalam pelayanan kepada Krishna.
It's like someone may have a very nice kurta.
Seperti misalnya orang penyembah punya kurta yang bagus.
It's like Prabhu, you have a nice kurta.
Prabhunya pakai kurta yang bagus.
Now someday that kurta will become old, worn out kurta, so you will discard it and get another kurta. No problem.
Satu hari kurta itu nanti juga akan lusuh dan tua gitu, dan kemudian nanti akan dibuang di depan.
So because you have to trash your kurta, now you are dead?
Dan hanya karena kita harus mengganti kurta itu, apakah kita artinya sudah mati?
So when the body becomes old and useless, we simply trash it, you know, the cremation fire.
Seperti itu juga ketika badan ini sudah tidak berguna, kita lepaskan itu dan dihancurkan melalui api kremasi.
And we go on with our service, that's all.
Kita melanjutkan pelayanan kita.
Our life is Navavidha Bhakti.
Hidup kita itu adalah Navavidha Bhakti.
Hearing, chanting, remembering, praying, etc. That is our life.
Itu mendengarkan, mengucapkan, mengingat, dan sebagainya. Itulah nyawa kita, kehidupan kita.
So, anyone who absorbs himself in the Navavidha Bhakti, they have already achieved immortality.
Siapapun yang melarutkan dirinya kusuk dalam Navavidha Bhakti itu, dia sudah mencapai kekekalan.
Prabhupada told us in Los Angeles.
Prabhupada menyampaikan di Los Angeles.
Deathlessness begins from the very day of initiation.
Keadaan tanpa kematian itu dimulai tepat pada hari kita menerima inisiasi atau diksha.
So, those of you who have taken your diksha initiation.
Jadi, beberapa penyembah sudah menerima diksha.
And you are keeping your vows strictly.
Dan sudah menjaga, tetap menjalankan sumpah-sumpah kita dengan tegas.
Chanting at least 16 japamalas every day.
Berjapa minimal 16 putaran japamala setiap hari.
Strictly avoiding illicit sex.
Dan dengan tegas menghindari melakukan hubungan seks yang tidak sah.
Meat eating.
Dan makan daging.
Intoxication and gambling.
Mabuk-mabukan dan berjudi.
You've already attained immortality.
Kita sudah mencapai kekekalan.
You don't have to wait for death to enter into immortality. You're already immortal.
Tidak perlu lagi menunggu kematian untuk mencapai keadaan kekal itu. Kita sudah sedang berada di sana.
Such a nice thing Prabhupada has given us.
Begitu baiknya hal yang sudah diberikan oleh Srila Prabhupada ini.
What a great, great spiritual master Srila Prabhupada.
Beliau adalah guru perohanian yang begitu mulia.
Prabhupada is the most powerful acharya for bestowing Krishna bhakti upon the whole world. The most powerful acharya.
Acharya yang paling hebat, paling perkasa untuk menyampaikan kepada Krishna ke seluruh dunia.
And we are so fortunate we have gotten the shelter of his lotus feet.
Kita juga sangat beruntung kita bisa berlindung di bawah kaki padma beliau.
So many nice points are being made in this purport.
Ada banyak sekali poin yang bagus disampaikan di dalam penjelasan sloka ini.
Another point is that austerities and penances which do not result in the awakening of Krishna consciousness are simply shrama eva hi kevalam, a useless waste of time.
Dan yang penting juga perhatikan adalah bahwa pertapaan atau penebusan dosa yang tidak mengantarkan pada kesadaran Krishna itu disebut sia-sia atau tidak bermakna.
People are doing so many penances and austerities.
Orang-orang melakukan begitu banyak jenis pertapaan dan penebusan dosa.
The student in the university, so many penances and austerities to pass his final exams.
Misalnya para mahasiswa yang kuliah itu banyak sekali menjalani pertapaan untuk bisa lulus.
Does he awaken his Krishna bhakti by his studies?
Apakah dengan melakukan studi seperti itu mereka bisa membangkitkan Krishna bhakti?
There is one bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says this mundane studies have made me as foolish as an ass.
Ada bagian dari Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur yang mengatakan bahwa segala pembelajaran material ini membuat saya menjadi sebodoh keledai.
Bhaktivinoda says this realization is piercing my heart like a burning dart.
Keinsafan saya akan hal ini menusuk hati saya seperti bara api.
So what about then working a job? Going to work every morning, working so many hours.
Bagaimana tentang bekerja, bekerja dari pagi sampai sore sekian jam?
So many penances and austerities to make earn your livelihood.
Begitu banyak pertapaan dan pengekangan diri yang kita harus jalankan selama bekerja dalam hidup ini.
Do those penances and austerities liberate you from this material existence?
Apakah pertapaan dan pengekangan diri yang seperti itu membebaskan kita dari dunia ini?
No, they bind you tighter and tighter and tighter in Maya's grip.
Tidak, mereka malah semua itu malah mengikat kita makin erat dalam Maya atau dalam.
You may say, Prabhu, what's my hope? I'm a student or I'm working. How can I? It sounds hopeless for me then. How I become liberated?
Dan bertanya, oh, jadi apa harapan saya? Oh, saya adalah mahasiswa, saya masih mahasiswa atau saya bekerja. Bagaimana saya akan bisa mencapai pembebasan?
Krishna has answered that question.
Krishna sudah menjawab pertanyaan itu.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 22. 27.
Bhagavad Gita, bab 9, sloka 27.
Yat kadoshi yadasnasi yajdahosi dadasi yat yat tapasashikonteya tat kadushva madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, as well as whatever austerities you may perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering unto me.
Segala yang kau lakukan, segala yang kau makan, dan segala yang kau persembahkan, lakukanlah itu kepadaku, dan segala pertapaan dan pengekangan diri yang kau jalankan, persembahkanlah itu kepadaku.
One of our devotees, she's written a very nice article for Bhakti Godhead magazine.
Ada seorang penyembah yang menulis artikel baik sekali di majalah Back to Godhead.
She was studying in the university when she wrote the article.
Matahari ini sedang berkuliah gitu di sebuah universitas.
And she had tremendous pressure from her studies.
Matahari ini mengalami tekanan yang keras sekali dalam dia.
She had to go to classes. She had to write papers. She had to study for exams. So many pressures. You see.
Dia harus menjalani kuliah, kemudian ada tugas-tugas, mengerjakan paper, dan kemudian ada ujian dan sebagainya. Banyak sekali tekanan seperti itu.
So she came home after a day at the university, and she had paper to write. So many things to do. Her Java bees were sitting there also. They hadn't touched in the whole day.
Karena begitu banyaknya tugas untuk kuliah itu, di Japanya dia terdiam saja, tidak tersentuh sepanjang hari.
She was bewildered. What should I do? Should I chant my rounds? Should I study for the exam? Should I write a paper? What should I do?
Dia bingung begitu. Apa yang harus dia lakukan? Apakah dia harus berjapa atau dia mengerjakan semua tugasnya?
But then she realized, no, I better put Krishna first.
Kemudian dia menyadari, sekarang sebaiknya saya menempatkan Krishna sebagai yang
utama. So she chanted her japa.
Kemudian dia berjapa.
And then after she did that, everything had meaning.
Dan setelah selesai berjapa itu, dia merasakan segalanya bermakna.
Write this paper for Krishna.
Itu menulis segala tugas ini, paper ini untuk Krishna.
Study for this exam for Krishna.
Belajar menghadapi ujian itu demi Krishna.
You see, without Krishna consciousness, the whole thing was meaningless.
Tanpa kesadaran Krishna, segala hal itu tanpa makna.
But by putting Krishna first, everything became meaningful.
Tapi dengan menempatkan Krishna sebagai yang utama, segalanya menjadi bermakna.
Therefore, we recommend to all of our devotees who are working in the material world.
Karena itu kami menganjurkan kepada semua penyembah yang harus bekerja di dunia material ini.
Rise early.
Bangun pagi-pagi.
Your first business is to chant at least 16 rounds. You see.
Urusan pertama adalah untuk berjapa setidaknya 16 putaran.
And then you'll know why you're going to work.
Maka kita kemudian akan tahu dan mengerti untuk apa kita bekerja.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I am working not to support my livelihood.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur mengatakan, saya bekerja bukan untuk menopang kehidupan.
I'm not working to support my household.
Saya bekerja bukan untuk menopang rumah tangga saya.
I am working to support Krishna's household.
Saya bekerja untuk menopang kehidupan.
Whatever I have, it is Krishna's property. This is Krishna's house. This woman, these children, they all are the property of Krishna.
Segala yang saya miliki, rumah ini, istri atau anak-anak, semua adalah milik Krishna.
So I am working to maintain Krishna's house.
Jadi saya sedang bekerja untuk menopang rumah Krishna.
So if you put your japa first,
jadi tempatkanlah japa kita sebagai yang utama.
Then everything will have meaning.
Maka segalanya akan bermakna.
Otherwise, we're just working like dogs and hogs.
Kalau tidak demikian, kita hanya akan bekerja seperti
struggling to earn a few pieces of bread. That's all.
Bekerja hanya demi sepotong roti.
With no meaning.
Tanpa makna.
But if you will meditate deeply on Lord Sri Krishna every day.
Tapi kalau kita bermeditasi dengan mendalam pada Sri Krishna setiap hari.
Give your heart to Krishna.
Berikan hati kita kepada Krishna.
To my dear Lord Krishna, I am your property.
Oh Sri Krishna, hamba adalah milikmu.
I will do whatever you want me to do.
Hamba akan melakukan segala yang kau hendaki.
If you want me to remain a house sitter, I will do.
Jika kau menghendaki hamba terus sebagai orang yang berumah tangga.
If you want me to be sannyasi, I will do whatever you want I will do.
Atau ingin menjadi sannyasi, itu apapun kehendakmu.
I'm simply your surrendered servant.
Hamba hanya pelayan yang berserah diri kepadamu.
If you have that consciousness.
Kalau kita memiliki kesadaran yang seperti itu.
Then you're going to have a good day every day.
Setiap hari bisa menjalani hari-hari yang menyenangkan.
You'll be smiling.
Akan senyum terus.
People work. Wow, what makes you so happy?
Orang yang kita ajak bekerja akan bertanya-tanya, oh, apa?
I've never seen somebody who's so free from anxiety. What makes you? What's your secret?
Jadi melihat orang yang begitu bebas dari segala kecemasan.
Well, I've got this magic mantra.
Jadi saya memberitahu, oh, saya punya mantra yang ajaib ini.
And I chant it every day.
Saya mengucapkannya setiap hari.
And I just completely bliss out every morning before I come to work.
Setiap pagi saya dibuat bahagia sebelum bekerja.
And then I get so blissed out from chanting this mantra. I just stay blissful the whole day.
Karena saya begitu bahagia mengucapkan mantra ini, saya kemudian menjadi berbahagia sepanjang hari.
So if you would like to be blissful too, I will teach you this magic mantra.
Kalau Anda ingin berbahagia juga, saya mau mengajari Anda mantra ajaib ini.
This magic mantra is so powerful.
Mantra ajaib ini begitu perkasa.
It can make the whole world happy.
Bisa membuat seluruh dunia ini bahagia.
It can bring peace and prosperity in every nation, the entire world.
Bisa mengantarkan kedamaian dan kesejahteraan di seluruh negara, di seluruh dunia.
Even the whole universe can become liberated.
Bahkan seluruh alam semesta ini bisa terbebaskan.
By the power of this magic mantra.
Atas kekuatan mantra yang ajaib ini.
If you like, I will teach it to you.
Kalau suka mendengarnya, saya bisa mengajari Anda.
And I will not charge you any money.
Saya tidak akan mengenakan biaya apapun.
Before I came to Krishna consciousness.
Sebelum saya masuk kesadaran Krishna.
I was looking for a guru.
Saya mencari-cari seorang guru.
I was looking for an effective meditation technique that would catapult me into the realm of bliss.
Saya mencari-cari metode meditasi yang bisa melontarkan saya untuk mencapai keadaan yang penuh kebahagiaan.
But instead of the realm of bliss, I found myself in the despondency abyss. Instead of the realm of bliss,
bukannya mencapai kebahagiaan rohani itu,
I was in the misery abyss. Abyss means like a rut, a hole.
Jadi malah tidak mendapatkan itu, malah mendapatkan penderitaan saja.
So I went to one guru.
Saya bertemu dengan seorang guru.
His disciples actually.
Dia sebenarnya bertemu murid.
And they initiated me into as his disciple. You see.
Kemudian saya didiksa menjadi muridnya.
I paid 1 month's rent, the equivalent of 1 month's rent, to get a mantra.
Jadi saya harus membayar satu kali.
This guru, his name was Maharishi Mahajogi.
Guru ini bernama Maharishi Mahajogi.
So I got this mantra, you see.
Jadi saya menerima mantra.
So they told me you chant it 20 minutes twice a day.
Diberitahu supaya mengucapkannya 25
menit. So I got my mantra. Aing. So I was chanting it twice a day. Aing, 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 like that. And nothing happened. I was waiting until I took off into the transcendental dimension, you see. But I was like an airplane, you know, taxiing down the runway, trying to lift off, you know. Aing, 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 aing. But I could never lift off. I just stayed on the runway, you see. And later on, I found out Prabhupada would give us one nice, very nice mantra. Sampradaya vihina ye mantraste nishpalamata. If the mantra does not come in a bona fide disciplic succession, it will nishpal, no fruit.
Kalau sebuah mantra datang bukan dari sampradaya yang dibenarkan, itu tidak akan memberikan pala atau tidak akan memberikan hasil.
So even though Aang, those who chant Gayatri, you know, we say Aang Gurave Nama. It's part of our Gayatri. It's bona fide syllable, Aang syllable. You say.
Seperti suku kata Aang itu, ya, itu kita ucapkan itu adalah bona fide. Seperti dalam mantra Gayatri kita juga ucapkan.
But it wasn't coming in the proper disciplic succession.
Tapi karena tidak datang atau tidak berasal kita terima dari perguruan yang dibenarkan.
Therefore, nishpal, no fruit.
Karena itu nishpala atau tidak membuahkan hasil, tidak memberi.
But then when I learned this Hare Krishna mantra.
Tapi ketika saya mempelajari Hare Krishna mantra ini.
Wow. It was just like on a magic carpet, you know, taking you off into the other dimension of existence. Magic carpet ride. So this Hare Krishna mantra, it is not some bogus thing. It is very genuine thing. The Brihad Narad, Jaya Shishi Gurnitai Jagamad Baladeva Zubandra. This the Brihad Naradiya Pradana says, Haranama, 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 Yiva Kevalam, Kalona, Stevana, Stevana, Stevi, Gitiran, Yata. Chant the holy names, chant the holy names, chant the holy names. There is no other alternative. There is no other alternative. There is no other alternative for this age of Kali.
Disebutkan di dalam Brihad Naradiya Purana. Ucapkan nama suci ini, ucapkan nama suci ini, ucapkan nama suci ini. Tidak ada alternatif lain, tidak ada alternatif lain, tidak ada alternatif
so,
lain.
So what mantra I will chant?
Mantra apa yang saya ucapkan?
That is given.
Hare Krishna, yeah. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Why? Why do you chant that mantra?
Mengapa mantra yang itu yang kita ucapkan?
And do you chant it because you're Hare Krishna people?
Kita ucapkan hanya karena kita orang-orang Hare Krishna.
That's a cult then. If you chant it, it's because I chant it because I'm a Hare Krishna. That's a cult consciousness.
Jadi kalau seperti itu kesadaran Krishna.
We chant it because it is the injunction of the Kali Santarana Upanishad.
Kita ucapkan ini karena inilah ketentuan yang digariskan di dalam Kali Santarana Upanishad.
That in this age you will not find any mantra more powerful for awakening the self-realization in your heart than Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Dijelaskan bahwa pada zaman ini tidak akan bisa menemukan mantra lain yang bisa membangkitkan.
So, we do not chant Hare Krishna because we are Hare Krishnas. We'll chant any mantra, we don't care. We are simply Krishna's servants. But Krishna has, we have been taught to follow the Vedic wisdom.
Krishna juga mengajarkan supaya kita mengikuti ajaran-ajaran Veda.
Because it is the revealed knowledge of Krishna. And that Vedic wisdom tells us that Chan Hare Krishna Mantra. And the personification of Vedic wisdom, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, showed by his example.
Dan perwujudan dari ajaran Weda itu yaitu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu memperlihatkan melalui teladan beliau sendiri.
He said that all the names of God, they have the power to liberate us.
Dia menyatakan nama suci Tuhan itu memiliki segala kekuatan untuk membebaskan kita.
But he chose Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we are on solid ground.
Jadi kita sudah punya landasan yang kuat.
We are not foolish sentimentalists.
Kita bukan orang-orang sentimentalis yang bodoh.
We are Vedic scientists here.
Kita adalah para ilmuwan Weda.
We have scientific evidence.
Kita punya bukti-bukti ilmiah.
That this Hare Krishna mantra is the most powerful technique.
Itu bahwa Hare Krishna mantra ini adalah teknik yang paling kuat, paling perkasa.
For achieving the same result as the prachetas.
Untuk bisa mencapai hasil yang sama sebagaimana yang dicapai para prachetas.
Without having to spend 10,000 years in the ocean.
Tanpa harus menghabiskan waktu 10,000 tahun di tengah laut.
So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Sekarang persilakan untuk yang ingin bertanya.
Ada mahamantra yang juga diajarkan oleh pengajar lain pada Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu juga diberikan yang mantra Hare Krishna. Apakah itu punya kekuatan
loh? He asked in other spiritual group like the Sai Baba, they also chanting the Maha Mantra. They will be give same effect.
So the question is, in other groups such as Sai Baba, they chant this mantra, does it have the same effect? As per the verse I just quoted a moment ago, Sampradaya Vrihinaye Mantra Shtay Nishpala Mata, it has no effect.
Seperti loka yang tadi dikutip itu tidak akan memberikan efek.
Or hardly any effect.
Atau hampir tidak akan memberikan efek.
There are popular kirtan singers now who are Mayavadis. They become very popular. They chant Hare Krishna.
Ada seorang penyanyi yang terkenal sekali yang sering mengucapkan nama.
But they don't even believe that God's a person.
Tapi dia adalah seorang Mayavadi. Dia bahkan tidak percaya bahwa Tuhan itu adalah sesosok pribadi.
The Mayavadis chant Hare Krishna with a view to merge into Brahman.
Para Mayavadi mengucapkan Hare Krishna dengan pandangan, dengan keinginan untuk menyatu, melebur dengan Brahman.
Therefore, Prabhupada tells us to if you hear the mantra from the non-devotee, it has poisonous effects.
Karena itu Prabhupada mengajarkan bahwa kita kalau kita menerima mantra itu dari orang yang bukan penyembah, itu memberikan efek racun.
Just like milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effects.
Seperti susu yang disentuh oleh bibir ular itu memberikan.
So we do not join them in their Hare Krishna kirtan.
Jadi kita tidak bergabung dengan kirtan Hare Krishna yang dilakukan orang seperti itu.
If they will join us in our Hare Krishna kirtan.
Tapi kalau mereka yang ingin bergabung dengan kirtan kita,
which has Prabhupada's shakti, Lord Chaitanya's shakti, fully present within it.
Dan kirtan yang kita lakukan itu dipenuhi dengan kekuatan restu dari Sri Chaitanya, dari Sri Krishna, dan
they will benefit.
Maka mereka akan mendapat manfaat.
We don't mind chanting with them.
Kita tidak keberatan untuk
as long as we are the leaders.
Nama suci bersama-sama dengan mereka selama kita yang memimpin.
Then it is a very good thing.
Itu akan bagus.
Next question.
Pertanyaan lagi.
What year did I first meet Srila Prabhupada?
Tahun berapa Prabhunya bertemu Srila Prabhupada pertama kali itu pertanyaannya.
I had my first opportunity to meet Prabhupada in 1969. My dear godbrother, Makanlal Prabhu, he is a sannyasi. He was Makanlal Das Brahmachari. He invited me. Tonight my spiritual master is coming to Berkeley, here to Berkeley, to speak. You finally come and hear.
Prabhu itu mengundang guru saya mau datang ke sini ke Berkeley, nanti datang ke rumah saya.
But I was such a fool.
Tapi saya orang yang begitu bodoh.
I didn't go.
Saya tidak datang memenuhi undangan.
I was living 3 blocks away from where Prabhupada gave a lecture. 3 blocks.
Saya waktu itu tinggal hanya terpisah 3 blok.
A 5-minute walk.
Di tempat Prabhupada memberikan ceramah.
I was that close to Prabhupada. But I was such an idiot, I didn't go.
Saya sudah sedekat itu dengan Prabhupada, tapi belum beruntung.
That was 1969.
Itu tahun 69.
And then in the following year, in 1970,
kemudian tahun berikutnya, tahun 70,
I was visiting the our center in Berkeley, California.
Saya mengunjungi pusat ISKCON di Berkeley.
And the devotee said, Prabhupada is coming to Los Angeles.
Penyembah di sana mengatakan Prabhupada akan datang ke Los Angeles.
We have a van. We're all going down for a festival with Prabhupada.
Ya, ada van kendaraan yang akan pergi untuk menghadiri festival bersama Prabhupada.
You get in the van with us and come with us to meet Prabhupada.
Ikutlah bersama kami dalam kendaraan dan kita akan bertemu Prabhupada.
But again, I was so stupid.
Saya begitu bodohnya.
I was so proud.
Saya begitu langgar.
I didn't go.
Saya tidak ikut.
So 2 opportunities I had to meet Prabhupada, I rejected the idea.
Ada 2 kesempatan saya bertemu Prabhupada, itu saya tolak.
How could I be so foolish?
Bagaimana bisa saya sebodoh itu?
I was Mayavadi.
Karena saya waktu itu seorang Mayavadi.
I didn't want the Swami to pop my little I am God bubble.
Saya tidak mau Swami ini, maksudnya Prabhupada itu nanti menusuk, memecahkan balon. Saya ingin menjadi Tuhan.
But then, you see, at the time I was a singer-songwriter, you know, playing the guitar and singing. I had many people who liked me, many fans, you see.
Pada saat itu saya adalah penulis lagu, penulis syair-syair lagu, dan ada banyak penggemar saya juga yang menyukai lagu-lagu saya.
So I thought, you know, I liked the chanting, but I thought that I was doing something better than the devotees were doing. My music, I was doing better than the devotees were doing.
Saya senang menyanyi, saya senang mengucapkan itu, dan saya berpikir saya melakukan lebih bagus daripada yang dilakukan para.
But then, by Krishna's grace,
tapi kemudian atas karunia Krishna,
people started to hate my music.
Orang mulai membenci lagu-lagu saya.
People walk up and say, "I hate your music."
Bahkan kalau jalan ketemu orang-orang akan mengatakan, "Saya benci lagu."
So I was getting pretty bewildered, you know.
Saya pun terbingungkan.
So I started praying to God to guide me how to become His servant. You see, I was begging. I realized that this music wasn't going to make me happy. Playing the music and singing wasn't going to make me happy.
Saya berdoa kepada Tuhan dan saya menyadari juga. Oh, bukan sekedar musik ini yang membuat saya bahagia.
So now it was the spring of 1971.
Kemudian pada musim semi tahun 19.
And I was praying to God to please guide me how I could become His perfect servant.
Saya berdoa kepada Tuhan, mohon membimbing saya bagaimana saya bisa menjadi pelayan.
And the super soul within my heart was the same super soul that was in the heart of one devotee. Who was 175 miles away from the Austin. His name was Vishnu Janaswami.
Dan roh yang utama atau paramatma yang ada di hati saya dan juga paramatma yang ada di hati seorang penyembah yang jaraknya 100
mil. So I was praying in Austin for guidance how to become a pure devotee.
Saya berdoa di Austin itu bagaimana saya bisa menjadi penyembah.
And Vishnu Janaswami, he was inspired that he should come to Austin.
Dan Vishnu Janaswami itu terinspirasi dari jarak yang jauh itu ingin datang ke Austin.
So I met that Vishnu Janaswami.
Saya bertemu dengan Vishnu Janaswami.
And gradually I was convinced by him to
saya diyakinkan
accept Prabhupada as my spiritual master.
Dan dia juga mengatakan Prabhupada adalah guru perhatian saya.
Now you said meeting Srila Prabhupada. I said, now there are 2 forms of the spiritual master.
Ya, ada 2 wujud dari guru perhatian.
There is Vani and there is Vapu.
Ada Vani dan ada Vapu.
Vapu means his physical form.
Mapu artinya bentuk fisik dari wujud fisik dari guru.
Vani is his teachings.
Vani artinya ajaran-ajaran beliau.
So which is more important, Vani or Vapu?
Mana yang lebih penting, Vani atau Vapu?
Vani, yes. The teachings are more important. So what is the most significant meeting of Srila Prabhupada? In person or his teachings? To meet him in the form of his teachings, that is the most significant thing. So Vishnu Jan Swami told me about Prabhupada.
Vishnu Jana Swami menceritakan kepada saya tentang Prabhupada.
He revealed to me the teachings of Prabhupada.
Vishnu Jana Swami mengungkap ajaran-ajaran Prabhupada kepada saya.
And just by that association, I accepted Prabhupada into my heart as my eternal Guru Maharaj.
Dengan pergaulan yang seperti itu, saya menerima Prabhupada sebagai guru.
In this way, I met Prabhupada in the spring of 1971.
Seperti itulah saya bertemu Prabhupada pada musim.
I had never seen Prabhupada. But yet I met him. That meeting was so real and so significant, I surrendered at his lotus feet as his eternal disciple even before I saw him. And then I got to meet him after that, physically see Prabhupada, meet him. So in this way, all of us can meet Prabhupada. If you will accept the teachings of Srila Prabhupada as your very life and soul, then Prabhupada is the deliverer of the whole world, Jagat Guru. He has appeared in the form of these teachings. He is present, fully present in these books. So I will read these books. And I will fully surrender my life to the instruction in these books. If you will have that determination, then you have personally met Prabhupada.
Maka itu artinya kita sudah bertemu Prabhupada secara pribadi.
Okay. We'll stop here. We thank you very much for your service to Srila
Prabhupada
and Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, which he is the prime representative. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jadi sangat-sangat bagus.